The Kane Repertory Theater in St. Charles started a project in May called the New Play Lab. Daniel Krimmer is the artistic director of the theater. He says COVID-19 created a grim outlook for live production, and Krimmer says he thought about all the authors who were trying to workshop their plays.
So what if we were to offer this program where we get these rolling submissions of playwrights from across the country? We pick plays that we think, you know, are worth workshopping.
He used social media to get the word out.
I added myself to a lot of playwriting Facebook groups.
Krimmer says a lot of high-level artists across the country have been intrigued by this project. The program has received more than 300 submissions so far. Avery Bound is the managing director of the theater. He says he and Krimmer looked at certain criteria when choosing the writers. Bound says one of the initial questions was if the play could be done via Zoom.
And then we ask ourselves, like, what is something that is going to really speak to the moment right now in our experience as, like, Americans in general? I think that we want to help push forward the conversation.
Krimmer adds that they also looked at plays that could break new ground in some way.
We have a bunch of plays that I think are unique in their subject matter and the issues they're bringing up. Adam Krar, who was our first playwright, wrote a play, Sputnik in Suburbia, and it was about 1950s America and Laika and Sputnik.
Adam Krar lives in the state of New York. He says at first he was reluctant about doing things virtually.
One of the things I love about live theater is the interaction with the audience. Even though I'm not up there on stage, I can see how an audience helps make a play come to life.
Krar says he's affiliated with a national organization called Playwright Center. That's how he learned about the New Play Lab.
I had just finished this brand new play and was really wanting to just hear it. And it sounded like they were sort of devoting themselves to serving playwrights.
Bound says there are workshops for the playwrights and the creative team.
Usually the playwright is there and they begin to collaborate. The actors have questions. They explore these characters. The director helps them find the humanity.
Krar says it's important to hear other people give a voice to the playwright's words.
And I was really craving that for this play. For most of my plays, that's an early developmental step, is just hearing it and seeing what it's like aloud as opposed to on the page.
He says the workshop allowed him to do that. Kristen Palmer is a playwright from Connecticut. She was a part of the second cycle of the New Play Lab with her play Mentors. She says things happened fast when the pandemic hit.
And for me personally, I had five readings that were scheduled, canceled on one day. It was kind of astonishing just watching everything shut down.
She says the Kane Repertory Theater seized the moment when they came up with this project. She says it was perfect for her play.
It's a play that is set in one location and three characters. And very much about the development of the story through their conversation, which did make for good audio, limited visual experience.
Krimmer says all of the artists are compensated for their works.
Avery and I don't see a paycheck for this, but we think that it's important, especially at a time where a lot of artists are having trouble finding income through what they're good at.
Krar is also a teacher. He suggests that people continue to find ways to come together, even if it's online.
I just find for myself and for a lot of my students that ability to have a community of writers, hearing each other work, offering feedback, is actually keeping a lot of people creating and feeling hopeful about theater, which I need.
YouTube live streams of the readings are played every Wednesday during the cycle. The third cycle of the New Play Lab starts August 19th. I'm Yvonne Booz.